Blog Talk Radio.
It's Two Thumbs Up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
But then it's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Carrie Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do as Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, everybody. It's Carrie Hines, and it's all about celebrating the Hair Radio Morning Show. It was first broadcast as the Hair Radio Show back in 1995 on AM and FM, and then it turned into an early morning edition daily on Blog Talk. It started back on Monday, January 5th, 2015, where we've been parked ever since, airing 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern weekdays. So here we are, marching towards 1,000 episodes. We are the most recorded hair and beauty talk radio program in broadcast history. The Hair Radio Morning Show is carried throughout the world by our amazing broadcasting partners. No one does it better than Hair Radio. So wake up, join me, Carrie Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins for the best call-in live hair and beauty talk. We are all about hair, beauty, and community. Stay with us.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
This is Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
When I created Carrie, several years back, I was looking to do something for something big in the way of hair loss. As host of the show and all these other amazing things and being in and around the hair and beauty folks for so long and listening to the cries, the deafening cries of our amazing fans who suffer with hair loss, and it affects so many people. We're talking high numbers here who struggle with hair loss and the medical term alopecia. And so I wanted to address this product line in something that I felt could make a difference and literally give them a fighting chance to have another opportunity at growing their hair back. And I have to say, what I was able to work with folks who understood my idea for a scientific approach, along with some amazing all-natural ingredients. And when it comes to product lines, everything is about having, what goes in that bottle be the best that it can be. And then also coupling it with an amazing name and branding. And that's what we did with Carrie. And after rigorous testing and all of that, it was ready to make its debut. And I'm so proud our amazing hair shampoo and conditioner was released with amazing results to folks who have it's made its way all the way over to Africa. I'm so proud of that. We've had distributors all over the country. We have orders that are placed to, you know, folks who carry our products at their hair salons and barber shops. And what I love about Carapi is that it's used for men and women equally. And so it's good for the whole family. And it's all about stimulation of the scalp, and Carapi specializes in that. And that's what I'm so happy about. Now, it took some work to get it off the ground. So I don't want folks thinking that it's so easy to develop products. It is not. It is work. And you need a plan and an effective product. And so otherwise you can be in big trouble. So I'm so very happy that we have Carapi. And we will always have Carapi. It is 100%, it's amazing, and I love it, and this is just the beginning for Carapi. So the shampoo, conditioner, and our amazing beard oil that does so much for the guys. So, you know, this is something that is fantastic. The barbershops carry our Carapi beard oil. In their shops, we have all kinds of wholesale, you know, opportunities. You could even be a distributor for the beard oil. You could be a distributor for the shampoo and conditioner. We also have a complete line that is also being released as well, and so many other things. And I just want to say thank you to the many customers and fans of our Carapi products. And we thank you. And if you would like to order Carapi, certainly you can reach us, as you know, on the internet through our social media. Or you can simply go to our website at hairadio.com and contact us, or just give us a call at our amazing brand new customer service number, which is 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. It's a toll-free number. And so I thank you for supporting my brand. And by the way, it's Carapi, as in carry and therapy. Thank you.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community, my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. How are
good morning,
you?
Good morning. I am great. How are you?
Doing just fantastic. Well, listen, let
awesome.
Us kind of jump in on this, because this is something that I noticed recently. I'm kind of been in this mindset, Nicole Marie, about Black theater. Black theater,
right.
If you will. Yes.
Where,
you know, because I've grown up here, you know, I live in New York City. We have Broadway. I've been to many Broadway
yes.
shows.
Famous Broadway, yes.
Yeah, but it kind of started back when I was a kid. It started back when I was a kid. I always used to be very much wanting to write plays, and I even tried out for the School of the Performing Arts, high school and all that kind of stuff, like the kind of show that the TV show Fame was based on.
Yes.
I'll feel
Fame.
You guys. Well, yeah, so did I. So I'll feel you in on my audition and all that another time, but let me just tell you this. I was always influenced by what we have contributed, being African-American, to
yes.
the landscape of theater. And
yes.
I had no idea about this. I had just uncovered a fact that I was really surprised about. And you guys may know some of this already. You may have seen the play out there yourself. But there was a play that I went to called Mama, I Wanna Sing. And and it was by a lady, I want to say Vi Hickinson, I think her name is.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, just an incredible. It was about her actual sister, who I didn't even know this, was a real performer, a singer named
right.
Doris Troy. And I just happened to be watching TV the other day, and I saw Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. on a commercial promoting some classic songs, and one of those was the big hit by the singer Doris Troy. So I said, Doris Troy, I remember that name from the play Mama, I Wanna
Musical,
Sing.
Right.
Yeah, the musical. And I said, let me just Google Doris Troy and see who is Doris Troy. And as it turns out, I had no idea that she sang with none other than Dionne Warwick, Sissy Houston, and Dee Dee Warwick. Can you believe that, Nicole Marie?
Wow.
So that
I certainly did not know that. Right.
Yeah, four incredible singers. Now, of the four, can you guess which two I've interviewed? Thought I'd get you on that one.
Dionne Warwick. And hold on.
Okay, let me just recap it for you guys out there. Okay, so we're talking about Doris Troy, who I just found out is performed with Dionne Warwick, Sissy Houston, and Dionne's sister Didi Warwick. So that was very, very interesting. So of those four, I interviewed two of them, have been on our show over the years. Okay. Now, with that in mind, let me also say this. Two of them have gone on. So, okay. You give up. Let me just take out your misery. All right. Well, first of all, let me just tell you, I was just blown away to discover that Doris Troy even, well, first of all, I recognized her big hit record that you guys can easily Google up, and I have to get it and put it on here. But I was just blown away that, that I knew the song without ever making the connection that was Doris Troy singing it, even though I had gone I'd gone to see it as a child. Again, Mom, I Wanna Sing. And so that was the big connection that I had, and I said the big revelation. But then to realize that she had been one of the singers that sang with Dionne Warwick and Didi Warwick and Sissy Houston. You know, they're all related, the three of them.
Right.
And so I thought that was interesting. Okay, now let me tell you. So all that to say, I love Black theater. It also reminded me of the incredible work of a gentleman who was also on our show, the one and only Shelley Garrett. Now, we lost him a few years back, but Shelley has made just a huge impact on me as well. And I had a chance to go and meet Shelley Garrett and his lovely wife, Doris, and she's been on our show as well. And we've just been able to make some amazing connections and have some incredible artists to chat with and to introduce to everybody. So it's been incredible.
Wonderful.
Correct? Yeah.
Wonderful.
So now, back to the Doris Troy story here. So as it turns out, the answer to the trivia is that of the four, again, Dionne Warwick, Didi Warwick, Sissy Houston. Now, again, Sissy Houston is the mother, of course, of Whitney Houston, just so the folks know.
Right.
And of course, Doris Troy, who this incredible play was based on, Mama, I Wanna Sing. And it really, the story came to life because the sister, who was a New York City DJ that we all know here, I remember her very well, brought this story to life. Now, Doris herself you can guys can Google her whole thing out there, but I think we lost her along the way. But I think she saw the success of it inside the theater.
Right.
You know, so that was really good, and she made it a while after that. So, okay, so here's the deal. It was, last chance. You want to take one last chance, or are you ready to just, what is it, Carrie?
I'm ready for you to tell.
Okay, all right. I teased it enough.
I had my guess, but I don't think I'm correct, so I'm
okay,
ready for you.
Well, that's okay. Let me tell you. It's no problem. Now, of course, Dionne Warwick has been on our show. You can see her picture everywhere. She's like a 4 or 5-time Grammy Award winner, as you guys know.
She
is the cousin to superstar singer Whitney Houston. just an incredible artist. And she was a big pop star in her own right, one of the biggest in the world as well, who's had great songs. We know her from the We Are the World record with Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Tina Turner, and the list goes on. We're talking about a superstar. And for us to be able to have her on our broadcast took us to a whole new level. Well, I had, as you guys know, I've told the story about having the chance to interview Dion's sister, Dee Dee, way years earlier. And Dee Dee, I had interviewed two times. And I never will forget her voice because it sounded so much like Dion's speaking voice. And it just was always with me. I still hear the way exactly she sounded, which is really, that doesn't happen all that much, but in this case, it really does. So when I got a chance to interview Dion, of course, before the interview started and off mic, I said, I interviewed your sister Dee Dee. I said, twice, and she thought it was just so remarkable. And I said, yeah, I most certainly did. It was just a lovely, lovely interview. She was just fantastic. And so the two that I interviewed, of course, are Dion and Dee Dee Warwick. So there you go.
Is
that not nice? Yeah.
That's nice. I had Dion right, for sure.
What was that?
I said I had Dion right, of course.
Oh,
yeah. I had her down.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They are all superstars. And, you know, for me, just, you know, tipping my hat to Black theater. That's what this is all about. And while we're at it, I want to just take a moment to shout out the amazing folks at Upscale Magazine Radio.
Yeah,
they are doing, they're doing a great job. They've been really big supporters of the Hair Radio Morning Show and everything that we're doing, all of our entire team. And I'm just very happy that, you know, they're on board with us. And you guys can go to upscalemagazine.com as well. And just stay tuned. We'll always keep you informed right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Nicole Marie! So what did you think?
Yes. That's
awesome.
Wonderful. Yes.
Awesome. Okay.
Hey, everybody. It's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here because your hair speaks volumes.
me on the line. He's a new barber pretty much at the beginning of his career. His name is Darren Scott. Now, he's out in Indianapolis, the Indianapolis area. It is my honor to welcome Mr. Darren Scott to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing just great, Darren. I want to kind of jump right on in. I want to tell the folks a little bit more. Now, are you in Indianapolis, Indiana, or are you in, like, one of the suburbs or something like that?
No, I am located in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay. All right. And I should say for the folks out there, you know, we have a lot of listeners out there who are in the Indy area. We broadcast out of Brooklyn, New York, so that's where I'm just kind of becoming more familiar with that. All right. So let's just say, now you are a barber stylist, self-described barber stylist. Tell us a little bit about that. Why do you prefer the styling more, the barbering more, or both more, or how do you describe yourself?
I think barber stylist is, for me, the perfect explanation of what I do with my craft. So specifically, I combine the barbering aspect with the fades and the techniques, and I combine it with the styling aspects with sheer work and texturizing and just really learning the long lengths and textures down really well. So I combine the two, and my style is a little bit more unique than the typical barber out there. And I do women hair and color and relaxers and perms, so I kind of have to apply the female draw as well. So that's why I like to use barber stylist instead of just barber.
Now, I don't think we run across too many of the gentleman barbers out there who do both. Usually they tend to kind of gravitate, it seems to me, but, you know, I could be wrong, but that's the way it seems to me. So do you have a preference, or do you have a preference?
Yeah, I definitely prefer...
Or should I say a leaning?
I definitely prefer men hair, fading, for example, but... The challenges that come from women hair and trying to understand and figure those out I really enjoy those. You know, it's a different X factor in the field that it's just so helpful to know and understand how to do. And I really enjoy doing women hair just as much as I do fading, but I prefer the men conversation and the men interaction. So
a little bit. Okay. So I kind of like this because as you were talking, I was thinking, I said, well, hold it. Some shops, though, it's rare. It's hard. To me, it seems like it would be hard to find a shop where it kind of speaks to both male, you know, men and women at the same time, you know, because a lot of times the women don't feel so comfortable being around the guys, you know, the cutting hair. Not so much the barbers, but sometimes the clients. So I think that's interesting, you know. So, you know, what do you say to something like that? Or, you know, you ever thought of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely think that it's a professionalism standpoint at that point. Really, when any client comes into the shop, you really have to really read them as much as you can, just so you don't offend anybody or say anything out of line or out of context. But I know my coworkers, they're super respectful. They're super professional. So anytime any of my clients come in, they all feel welcome and comfortable. So that's a blessing.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with what you reflect and your personality. And I can hear that and see that. So I think that's a big part of it. Listen, folks out there, if you have just tuned in, you are listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a new barber on the line with me today. He's out in the Indianapolis area. His name is Darren Scott. Darren, I want to kind of say, you know, I love your story because I was reading or doing some research, and I see that you really, you are a very educated man. You know, you started out in a different area, so to speak, at least your field of study. So I want to talk a little bit about that. Can you tell us a little bit about your education background, and then we'll bridge this over into your barbering career?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice.
Amazing.
With a minor in, thank you, I appreciate that, and a minor in digital forensics from Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana.
Hold it, digital forensics? What is it?
Yeah.
Okay. You've got to tell us what digital forensics is. what is digital forensics?
Basically, it's just a fancy word.
Oh, CSI. We get it. Is it CSI?
Yeah, that's pretty much the simple term, the CSI type of thing. Dealing with just online focus. You know, I took a lot of HTML classes and JavaScript classes for coding and things like that.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
And it's funny because that you say that, because one of the big things that I wanted to talk about is, well, first, let's kind of go back a little bit. You're, because you have this amazing degree in, you know, in criminal justice and all of that, and you have, how did you transition over to making, you know, jumping over to the barbering, you know, career? And has that helped you, having that background, even though I know it's something totally different, has that played any part in your success in getting started as a barber?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Thank you.
So I'll have to – I guess I'll jump from the beginning. When I was 15, I found out I had an older brother who I didn't know about. He had contacted me, found me on Facebook. We had, you know, we had a few conversations here and there. We finally met up and it was just, I never had a brother. So it was something, something I really looked up to and admired and appreciated. And on the side, he was cutting hair. He'd been cutting hair since he was 15. So he'd been cutting hair for 15 years already. Cause at this time he's 30. And I looked up to him. I wanted to be just like him. So I kind of noticed, I started paying attention to techniques he was doing and just really appreciating the art of cutting hair. So I started, you know, practicing on myself, and I got the hang of it fairly quick. And my buddies started, yo, you know, can you give me a haircut, or you know, just the typical thing that most barbers go through.
Right, right.
And then I didn't start taking it seriously until I went to college. So I graduate high school, I go to college, and I bought my first pair of Andis Masters, clippers going into college. And I kind of just took off from there. My first semester of college, I sat down and had a conversation with my parents. I told them, I didn't want to be at school. I wanted to go to barber school.
And how did that conversation go?
Not well.
Okay.
Now they
yes.
They supported me in any decision I made, but ultimately it was up to me, and I decided to stay in school. And I'm glad I did. I stayed in school, and it just made me, in terms of socially, just blossom into the man I am, and made me be able to hold and maintain conversations with really any demographic, really anybody. So that helped me out tremendously. And then I graduated college, moved to Chicago. I worked law enforcement for a little bit. And
because you wanted to be a police officer, I heard. So
yeah, I was in the process. And, you know, I'd been hired and I was going through all of that. Yeah. And, when you know what you want to do with your life, you kind of know, like, it's hard to deny it. So I was kind of having an internal battle this entire time. And where I was living at in Chicago, there was a Chicochi University of Beauty Culture, like 5 minutes from where I lived. And I drove past it every day.
Wow.
It was kind of like taunting me, like,
yeah.
Every time I was driving by, I was like, man, I wish I could go there.
Wow.
And I finally made the decision to quit the law enforcement path and enroll in barber school.
Because it's almost the antithesis of, you know, being an officer, so to speak. The hair and beauty industry, I think one would think, wow, that's amazing. Just an amazing story. Now, I still also want to go back to find out, so what did your brother think about you doing hair, you know, cutting hair and kind of following in his path?
I've had many conversations with him about this. I fully credit my brother for giving me the spark with hair. So he gave me the spark, and I've kind of just, I never stopped with it. I kept running with it. I kept developing my craft and continuing to educate myself in my field. And he's one of my biggest supporters. I cut his hair to this day. And he's proud of me. He's super proud of me. So it's awesome.
Well, it's also nice that you have a brother that you had, you know, discovered later. I think that's just the whole story is amazing. Folks, you know, we're talking with Mr. Darren Scott. He's a barber out in Indianapolis, Indiana, just so that we get that on out there. And I have to say that we're really proud of all that you're doing. You're really getting off the ground. Sounds like you started kind of a lot further along than a lot of folks who have been doing barbering for a much longer time. You have a good head on your, you know, on your shoulders, as they say. So this is really cool. We're happy to talk with you. So now, well, it's my pleasure. So we always have to ask everybody. We know that the first thing you want to have, marketing, you put yourself out there and probably ultimately have a shop or something. Have those ideas crossed your mind?
Yeah. So I've always, as a kid, I always either wanted to be a cop or I wanted to be a teacher. So I actually want to go back to school within the next probably year or two and get my instructor's license so I can teach, barbering. And that's the main goal I want to accomplish at the moment, but eventually, I would absolutely love to own my own establishment and, just bring my vibe and my look, my outlook on just the beauty industry into an environment. And I'm super excited for all the opportunities that I'm going to have within the next few years.
Absolutely.
I'm definitely going to make those opportunities happen one way or another.
And I have to say, in kind of doing my own deep dive, as we do here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and I saw that you had somewhere, I came across that you had worked with kind of like at-risk youth, and it seemed like you lit up when you talked about it. So can you tell the listeners out there what that experience was like and how you feel about that?
Yeah, so after I graduated college, I worked at a youth juvenile facility with more of a rehabilitative focus, and I worked there for about 3 months before I moved to Chicago, and it was unlike anything I've ever experienced. Just to listen to the kids, they ranged from like 7 or 8 to about 17. They all had different experiences. They were all at this facility for a different reason and a different purpose. Some were sex offenders. Some were kids that were going through the system because their family wasn't in the right, mental or physical situation. But each conversation I had with these kids, it resonated with me in a personal level, and it really touched my soul when I was having these conversations with these kids, what they had been through, what they had experienced in life, and it was so crushing to hear that the things that they were going through at such a young age. And I actually continue to talk to a handful of them to this day. You know, they come to me with the, like, for advice. And when I left, they were all fairly upset because they felt like at least the ones that I had talked to said that they felt I was one of the people they could really vent to and that would actually care and actually listen to them. And it wasn't that I was, like, trying to do that. It's just in my nature to empathize with people and understand where they're coming from and really just genuinely care, because I don't think enough humans actually care about other people. So, yeah, that alone right there was just life-changing, a life-changing experience and atmosphere for me. So thank you to the Youth Opportunity Center in Muncie, Indiana, and I wish all those kids well. I hope they're doing well, and I hope that there's many others that are working there that have the same impact that the kids told me I had on them.
Well, it sounds like this really is your calling, and all of that lends itself to your barbering, you know, and silent career very clearly. So this is just awesome. And talk about barbering. Let's talk a little bit of technical skills, if you will. You seem to be known for fading. And, or you seem to like fading really, really, really a lot. Because I think I've seen you talk about fading a bit. So can you share with us, how that plays a part? Or is it, you know, is that a big thing for you? Or, you know, maybe the utensils that you use? You know, talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So fading to me and perfecting a really smooth blend for a client is and can be one of the most frustrating things in our field. But I really feel like I have the grasp on it. I really take the canvas and I look at it like a piece of art. You know, I really want my edges, so my lineups to be sharp and crisp, and I really want my blends to just be smooth to where it's from across the room it looks clean. So with fading, I use three or four different clippers, ranging from Babyliss Pro to Andis to Wall, but I also combine a lot of styling, you know, sheer over comb and a little bit of clipper over comb. There's a lot of things that play into just getting the hair and the canvas just right. And really it's all about making your client satisfied as well. So to me, a big part of the industry has nothing to do with actual talent and actual application. It's all about building rapport with your client and building that relationship and just making sure they're happy with their style and what works best for them on a day-to-day basis. And did I educate my clients well enough to replicate my styling at home? So I'll recommend certain products that would be good, or if they, you know, in the wintertime, I'll recommend certain shampoos or just anything along the lines of just building a relationship, a deeper relationship than a client to barber relationship. An actual friendship is important to me, and almost all my clients and I have a very good friendship and relationship that goes deeper than, you know, just, hey, here's a haircut and here's your money. You know, it's exactly a lot deeper than that to me.
Well, it sounds like, you know, you what you're saying is you have to care, and I think that's what we're getting from Scott
absolutely
today.
Yep.
Wow. So what's next for you, Darren? What's next for Darren Scott?
honestly, I try not to, you know, get a big head. I know I'm talented, but I really just see the sky as the limit for me at this point. You know, Indiana, my name's getting out there. I've been
well, you're on the Hair Radio Morning Show today, so you're literally on all over the world. We have listeners in Australia and Africa, as well as Italy, as well as, I mean, we have folks who tune into our show just about in every corner of the world, literally. And, of course, from New York to L.A. And we're in Brooklyn, New York, and we're on, you know, so just imagine the folks that you're reaching this morning who are now going to know who you are, and you are in great company with all these other folks that have been on our broadcast. We're happy to have you.
I appreciate the opportunity, and I just want to take a moment to say, like, if anybody ever has any questions or needs advice with just barbering or gaining more clientele or just really anything in the field or really in life, I'm always available to have conversations. I'm always open. I'm always here to listen to anybody, and I love this field. I absolutely adore this field. I couldn't imagine being in any other career choice, and I'm truly blessed that I'm so passionate. I'm so grateful for that, because I wouldn't be in this position had I not loved this so much.
Absolutely. Well, I love that your background, to me, still enables you. It helps you so much to reach, you know, you're talking to a lot of younger folks. You're talking to a lot of urban young people who, you know, and how folks go out. You know, there's so much going on civilly in the world and so much chaos and things like that. That just, you know, knowing, you know, what you know and studying to become an officer. And then on the flip side, being able to relate to, you know, these young folks out there through your barbering is just phenomenal, and bridge that and you know, and being connected to the youth and trying to get them to be on the right path. So, yes, go ahead, please, Mr. Darren Scott.
I just want everything in my, anything I can do in my own power to spark a mind or really reach the future, which is the youth. You know, I'm only 25, but I started hair.
The same age as the radio show. You're the same age as our broadcast.
Yes, I was born in September of 95.
All right, so you're the same age. Wow.
But the youth is just the key. And anytime I cut younger clientele, I'm always kind of sort of trying to not say like, hey, this would be a really good field. If I feel like they would be a good field for them, then I would suggest it. Just, you know, kind of put my 2 cents in. Well, you know, this, that, and the third, I feel like you would do really well in this field. Or even some of my older clientele. I've had older clientele reach out to me and ask me, you know, how is being a barber, how is in your personal life, and how do you balance everything?
And what do you tell them?
It's the best field in the world. I support anybody that wants to take a leap of faith for themselves.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you've taken that leap of faith today, being a guest right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm so proud and so happy, Mr. Darren Scott. Anybody you want to shout out to before we close out?
I would actually. I'd like to shout out Antoine Pay and Austin Highball. Without them, I wouldn't be in the position I would be as a barber. I met them both when I was 17 in high school, and I went to get my hair cut at the shop, and they've been my biggest supporters
Wow.
From day one. They've been telling me to go to school since they saw my passion in the field. So I have nothing but absolute respect and love for both of them. So shout out to them. And then another huge shout out to one of my coworkers who actually has as much passion as I do in this field. His name's Devin Alexander, Master Faded is the nickname. He's a phenomenal man, and that guy is someone I look up to in the industry for sure. So shout out to those three individuals, all coming out of Indianapolis, Indiana.
Awesome. Well, listen, Darren Scott, we are going to keep our eyes on you right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're so proud of your success. You're off to an amazing start. You really are. So this is just fantastic. So thanks so much for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we hope
you
come back.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Awesome. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. JustSalon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. JustSalon towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The JustSalon towels, bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels, are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's JustSalonTowels.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
What I've been doing all my life. From a little girl, I always loved messing with my sister's hair. They had beautiful hair. And I always enjoyed doing this.
Callie Terrell loves making women look and feel good.
I feel good. Now when I do it again, it made me pay more.
Mrs. Terrell now only works to keep busy and to satisfy a few longtime customers like her daughter, Inez. She's 99 years old and anxiously awaiting her 100th birthday in November.
Now, if I give out my birthday to people, you have to pay for it. November 26th.
How old will you be?
100. How about that?
Her zeal for life is amazing, and so is her work ethic. WRAG checked the state of Tennessee, and they first issued her license to operate on January 30th, 1945. She rents space in a salon now, but once had her own thriving business. She's outlived almost all of her customers.
People my age, that I used to buddy-buddy with. I don't have a single one. I was in a bridge club. I'm the only one in the club that's living.
Work is part of her secret to longevity.
I'm not used to just being up in the house. See, I work so long. I've just been around people. So I enjoy being with people and doing something exciting.
Most old people, they're so dry and droll. I can't deal with that. I got to live. I do the things that make me happy.
Working brings her joy, but she plans to finally retire at the end of the year. But she says, don't expect to find her sitting around the house doing nothing.
I just be waiting on somebody to call and say, how are you dancing? I said, now what is it? Well, come on over here. We doing so-and-so. And I jump in the car and go, you want to do something?
Everybody, this is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, it's Thursday morning, May 18th of 2023. We're back live. Just real enjoying the show this morning, really, got to say. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and we have just been kind of, you know, getting things moving along. It's Throwback Thursday. It's our broadcast show number 856. That's 856. And again, this is for those folks who like to keep count of where we are each day. So doing real well. Listen, let me just also bring to the line, she is my amazing, you heard from her already this morning talking about theater in the first hour. We are talking about none other than the queen of the morning, newly minted, all the way from Worcester Valley, Mississippi. It's my great honor to welcome the one and only Nicole Marie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nicole,
good morning.
Happy
mid show.
Yes.
Happy terrific Throwback Thursday.
It is TBT. You know, and I always ask you this every week. Am I the only one still throwing it back on Thursday? Or should I be throwing it back all the other days too? I always want to
throw it back the other days too, Carrie. It's kind of a mix of the music. All these fan favorites It's great. It's great. So it's okay to have Throwback Thursday. We're good.
It's okay because I honestly.
Yeah.
I think our music is getting a little long in the tooth. But we're going to do some, music is getting a little long in the tooth, but we're going to have a brand new playlist coming up for next week. So
okay.
I just wanted to get that on out there. Yeah.
Great.
Because I love the classic songs, and I know you guys
do too.
Yeah. So it's, you know, and the fans.
Well, we do things different, Carrie, so it's okay. Let's keep throwing it back.
Thank you. I feel better about that, Nicole Marie. because you know what? The fans let us know. They love this song. They love the things. And, you know, we usually play a lot of their favorites. I've heard them say that.
Right.
Oh, I forgot that song. Oh, that's one of my old favorite jams. And so after the show, they go and play those songs. So I'm happy about that, or they go buy them. That's really great for the artist. Well, listen, you know, speaking of songs and great times and all that wonderful good stuff and throwing it back, it just reminds me, you know, feeling like sometimes are we out of touch with things, and we want to stay relevant. And I don't think we are. It just reminds me when I was, I had told my barber, speaking, you guys just heard from Darren Scott out in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Where my sister is. I love Darren. This is a
wonderful.
Straight, narrow kid.
Yeah.
Such an inspiration
really awesome.
At such a young age. Yes. I love
yeah.
the story.
And we're going to have to check in with Darren. We'll see where he is. I'll check in with
yeah,
him and bring it back
that.
To you guys. That's what I love about the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yesterday, I'm going through our archives, and there I see back in 2013, because this is my, and we're going to talk about this, 10 years later since I left my last official job, because even though I worked
right.
in the hair and beauty, I still was doing other things, you know, other jobs, literally.
Right.
And when I restarted the show back in 2013, I was working in the financial industry, still right here, one block from where I am right now. And so I still see all the old folks I used to work with many years ago. But literally to this month is my 10th year that I have walked away from a good-paying financial job, literally.
Right.
So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the courage it took
wow.
to get up and walk away. So we're going to chat about that in just a little bit because it takes courage to do the job of an entrepreneur.
Oh, yes.
If you're serious, not just saying you're an entrepreneur, when you're really just doing
exactly,
something.
Actually putting in work and doing it.
And that's really two different things. So here's the thing. We'll talk a little bit about that. I think I'm the entrepreneur of the year. I really do. And
wow.
I want to, in addition to the Hair Radio Awards that's on the way, we
right.
will certainly have a category where we recognize the entrepreneur of the year.
Wow,
and
I love
so
that.
The first award I'll be taking myself.
All right, all right.
The first one I deserve.
That's awesome.
My God. And
awesome.
Then each year following, we will be naming that entrepreneur. When you're named the Hair Radio Entrepreneur of the Year or the Afrolock Magazine Entrepreneur of the Year, it's going to mean something to you. That's
wow.
all I'm going to say. So listen, we'll talk more about all the entrepreneurial info and talk and all that stuff. Michael Hopkins will be with us in about, coming up in about 15, 20 minutes or so. Michael will be right here. Got to catch up with him and talk a little bit about
yeah.
Armed Forces Week. It's still
yeah.
going on. What Michael may not know is that something I uncovered just yesterday, we've been celebrating it here. We celebrated 365 days of the year one more day on the leap year. And that is Military Month. Military Month is May.
Yes.
I said, what? We were already celebrating it. So we're going to check in
yes,
with Michael
Hopkins.
He's going to have to give us the skinny on Military Month and all about the celebration. We're going to see if we can kind of fool him coming up in 15 minutes. We're going to put him to the test, put him on a hot seat. We'll see how he does. Nicole Marie, we're going to have
right.
to take a bet on that. Military Month. Okay. So that's
awesome.
On the way. Yeah. So listen, I just love it. We opened up this morning with Anne-Marie, which you know I love Anne-Marie's song.
Yes.
I'm just such a fan of this woman. Yes, Just One Thing. You know, so that's really a great song, One Thing by Anne-Marie. Check it out. You know, and I think we also worked in some Mickey Howard for you guys.
Yeah.
And Ain't Nobody. Oh, good stuff. Okay, so on the way, we have a whole lot happening in our spotlight. Today the spotlight shines on us. So we'll be holding it down right here on Bay Air Radio Morning Show, talking a lot about Afrolock, talking about Kara P, which is making a huge return front and center. I'm so excited.
Wonderful.
So we'll be kind of bringing you guys up to speed on what's happening at Kara P, what's happening at Afrolock, and what's happening at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And then,
awesome.
If that's not enough, yeah, well, we got more. I want to talk about the cruise. And so we're going to talk about the cruise, have some, you know, got some updates on that, too, and all that wonderful good stuff. So, but first, and, of course, we have the wonderful, inspirational hope of the day that we start with.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Live Show Talk, so I'm real happy about that. And then, of course, as I mentioned earlier, when Michael gets on, we'll be also talking about the wonderful roundtable talk all about the things that we discover on the Internet. And that's called Talk of the Morning. So on my notes, on my big my radio notes every day, I've got HOD and I've got TOM.
All right.
So you kind of know what those things mean.
Yes,
that is Hope of the Day and Talk of the Morning. So, Nicole Marie, please tell our fans, tell everybody what Hope of the Day is all about. Take it away.
I certainly
Nicole
will.
Marie.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you. Well, hope is the belief that no matter what it is that we may be going through day by day, that there's always hope, that belief that our future can be so much better than our past, just holding that positive expectation that change can and will occur. So I want to share the hope of the day for this terrific Throwback Thursday for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of a book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So the hope for today is travel firsthand. When making your decisions, rely on primary sources or firsthand experience, not on others' views. That way, at least you make your own mistakes. You don't blindly replicate those made by others. What do you think about that today, Carrie?
I love it. This book by Pastor Tammy, I'm going to have to get my own copy. Let me tell you, this wonderful, wonderful, inspirational talk each day.
Yes,
I agree with that. If you're going to make mistakes, it's kind of a little bit more palatable if you, and I don't even know if that's a word or not, but it's a little bit more easy to stomach if they're your own original mistakes. Live and learn. And those are the most indelible, meaning they'll stay with you longer,
right.
And they'll impact you that way. And those are the ones you really learn from. You don't have a choice.
Right.
So I live by that. I think that's and very important. And I've written several articles out there all on the Internet, and I even think I have a book on Amazon or somewhere out there that talks about, having mistakes, having made mistakes.
Right.
And I always say that, those types of things, so you're learning from your mistakes, but living by them means that it's another part. It's a stepping stone to success.
Right.
I don't, it's a little tough when you're going through things sometimes because as an entrepreneur, and when I say entrepreneur, I mean it. That's
right.
You're going to pronounce pray in there, okay? So I take it very seriously, and I like to learn from things. Every day they say that you learn every day. And, I learn because I make a lot of mistakes, and I want to be better. And
exactly.
So Patrick Lindsay's book, High Hope, I just love High Hope. I think it's wonderful. So
it's
good
great.
Stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, awesome job. Well, listen, and sandwiched in between, we have a lot of other updates that we're going to get to. And then, of course, we'll be back, with more of these kinds of inspirational and wonderful stories and things that we have found along the way.
Yeah, that's what we're all about.
Internet. Yeah, I thought about it. I said,
inspiring our fans, yes.
Absolutely. That's what it's about each day. And so I say, we have our wonderful talk of the morning that comes up a little bit. And we're, like I said, the hosts share with you stories and things that we have uncovered on the Internet. But I thought about it. I was, in bed, and I'm like, of course, I think about the radio show in bed every day, all day, in the shower, everywhere, walking to the store, going everywhere. I'm always thinking, what can we do to make the Hair Radio Morning Show better?
Right.
And so I thought about it. I said, well, you know, the Talk of the Mornings, which is incredibly popular on the broadcast, the segment that we do each day with Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, myself, again, finding these stories that resonate with you guys. And I said, aha, I think I've got it. Our stories and things that we talk about each day are inspirational things by nature. I said, but if it's really newsy, if it's a news item, we don't really want to touch on those for the talk. I don't find them.
Right.
Yeah, because if it's news, Cheryl said, if it's news, if you're not informed, the news don't matter. Well, here's the opposite. I feel I can always turn on the TV and
right.
go through any depression I want to go through each morning without a doubt. Within seconds.
And we don't want to start the day with that.
I don't want to start the day with that. That's not my go-to, my preferred go-to. So folks are discovering the Hair Radio Morning Show each day because we're here. We're your friends.
Right.
If you ain't got none,
right.
you got some now.
You got us.
If you ain't got family, you got some now. And,
right.
Kind of like your real family where you don't get to choose. We're here with you each morning.
Exactly. We're
and
here.
So I'm grateful. Yeah. So the Talk of the Morning is really just some good stuff. And I've got one. I hope you guys like it this morning. So I can't wait. We'll be getting it on in just a little bit.
Awesome.
And just, keeping everybody informed. Now, listen, want to talk about the cruise. I want to talk about the cruise.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're going to the Bahamas in 2024. It's a celebration of our 1,000th episode. So we're going to talk about that. And you don't want to go anywhere. So I'll be right back with the cruise and then Michael Hopkins and more with Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi.
Oh,
and yes. I'm Carrie Hines in Brooklyn, New York. We've got more community talk. We've got live stuff going on. We'll be with you till 9 Eastern, 8 Central. In just a little bit. So, we've got the rest of the show.
Stay tuned.
So stay with us, folks.
Yes.
We've got a lot more on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Here's Sam from Bopsa. You guys know Bopsa.
The factory, the companies that we have, every new store that we open, we're going to place their products in those stores.
Wow.
Because
that means a lot.
Because we write all the orders for the new stores. So we're going to place those products in the stores because the stores are looking for black-owned products.
Mm-hmm.
Black
they can't find them, can't get
owned.
Enough.
Exactly. Well, they can't get them because they're not in the distribution channel. They're not in the
yeah.
big distributors like a PK, like a Jenny's, like a
B-Sales, right.
Like a $7, like a Ben's. They're not in those distribution channels, so it's hard for them to get into the stores. So
absolutely.
We have to start from
wow.
scratch. We have to do store by store by store because it used to be
wow.
sales reps would go around and sell the products to the stores.
Right.
But there's not that many black reps out there anymore.
True.
So,
well, Sam,
so
I
we
have
to
say you're doing your part with Bopsa. You're definitely doing your part. One of the other things I wanted to mention before we close up today, something that I look forward to, and that was catching or seeing this amazing newsletter that you put out. I want to say connecting the dots, but I know it's your thing there. Can you tell us a little bit about this newsletter? Because your newsletter goes very far. How did it come about, and why is it so important?
Well, the newsletter is like an update. Let people in our industry know what's going on. The stories that are not told. I'd say
exactly.
There's a lot of stories out, in various cities and states about what we're doing, in the black hair care industry, and those stories are not told. So we try and come out with a new newsletter for readers that want to know about what's going on in the little cities. And what new store is
wow.
going to be opening in their town. So that's what the newsletter is about, and it's a voice. And we also send out flyers and email blasts about anybody got a new product, a new store is opening, or anything that's, that our readers, the black consumers, would be interested
in. As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Try your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
I hate to break it to you, but the truth is, how someone treats you is how they feel about you. So don't try to decode or make excuses. It's simple. If they act like they don't care, they don't care.
The funny thing about strong people is that they don't need you. They choose you. And if you ever take them for granted, they'll be content without you.
They will talk about you regardless. They are watching you regardless. So do you.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins. Stay tuned.
We're back live. It's Thursday morning, May 18, 2023. I'm Kerry Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. And yes, we're live at 729 if you're in or on the East Coast, I should say. If you're out in Central Time Zone, like Nicole Marie, then it is 629 in the morning. Let me bring her to the line. Nicole Marie and our amazing colleague and co-star all the way down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Yeah. We're talking about Michael Hopkins. I feel like I'm on the wrestling team. Michael Hopkins. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
We are just killing it this morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, happy mid-show.
Happy mid-show, Michael.
Well, Michael, good morning and welcome again. Nicole Marie, this is the midpoint.
It is.
Right in the center of the show.
About that.
Yeah. So, guys, have you been enjoying the broadcast so far? Because I love this morning show.
Yeah.
And
from the first song, Kerry. Oh, yeah. I always love that song.
I know you're a big Anne-Marie fan, and that's because of that beautiful video that she did to that song. If you haven't seen it, you need to Google it or YouTube it or whatever the kids are doing these days. Yeah, I love Anne Marie. She's just an incredible artist from back when. And these incredible folks, mostly from the 90s, who really have come and said, hey, we're here. You see a lot of these new artists are going back to those days, kind of going back to the music, harken back to when it was really great. And,
right.
And so I kind of always love that. You guys know I always go back to that wonderful clip where I think I asked Dionne, what does she think of the music today? Remember that? Let me see if I can find it, because I just love hearing from Miss Dionne on what her thoughts are about the music. Let's take a listen.
The music industry today. And again, a little question. I know that it has obviously it's changed over the years, especially since you started your magnificent career. But what can you tell us today that, you know what, you say, you know what, this is not, you know, this is something that's good, or it's developed into something that you didn't expect about the music industry or the direction it's taken?
Well, it has taken 360, not a 180, a 360. It's another industry altogether today. It's just more a marketing industry than it was in the 60s when I started. You know, the things that were available to us who are part of my era just are not available any longer. You know, if you don't have 95 dancing girls and boys and flags flying and smoke bombs going off. And
all right, we're back live, guys. That's Dionne Warwick, multi-Grammy-winning artist and cousin to Whitney Houston and Sissy Houston, of course. And folks, just watch it on all that background stuff, folks. So I just want to say how great they are, and we just love them, of course. But that's where
she
feels about the music industry today, and I kind of agree.
I do too.
You know, so yeah. And I just wish it doesn't. I don't know if it's generational, or do we always feel like, you know, the current music is never quite what we like. I just think it's natural to kind of be that way. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think so as well. The music has definitely taken a turn. It's like, oh wow, what is this? You know, some of the music you can't hardly understand the words, and it's like, where's the real talent? So used to real talent and the older music, you know, those classics, and now it's just changed so much. There's so much sampling going on and everything from the older music. So definitely
exactly.
A change.
Yeah, I agree with you, Nicole Marie, and that may be means that the older music was good music. So
right.
Maybe
yep,
we need to go back to those folks who can actually sing, which is what the artists are really basically saying these days. So that, you know, and speaking of which, I want to pay tribute to all of these incredible folks. As I mentioned a little bit earlier in the show, and I think during our live chat that we opened up the show with talk, and Nicole, I think we were talking about Broadway and theater and all of that.
Right.
The
Star's
Troy. Mama, I want to sing. About, you know, Mama, I want to sing. And Vi Higginson, who was that, her sister, who I'm still following to this day and here in New York. I think she lives here. And also Henson Battle, I want to give credit. I don't think I mentioned Henson Battle, who has won about 3-4 Tony Awards himself.
Okay.
Wow.
Henson Battle, who played the Lion, I believe he played the Lion role on Broadway in The Wiz. Well, Henson, who I love Henson, was one of my first guests right here when I brought the Hair Radio Morning Show back to radio. So you guys know when the New York Daily newspaper did a big article on me there. And so I appreciated that. And he supported us. And he's won, honestly, I think it's at least 3 Tonys, maybe more.
Wow.
He is a Tony Award winner fellow. So we've had a lot of Tony Award winners right on our broadcast.
That's
Grammy
wonderful.
Award winners right here on our show. Oscar Oscar-nominated people right here on our show. So it's been an incredible journey. And so I have to shout out this incredible man. You can Google my interview with Henson Battle. And any of the interviews I've done, you can pretty much put my name, Kerry Hines, put whatever the person I mentioned right next to me pretty much, and the interview will pop up. And certainly you can, you know, look for these throughout our broadcast. All of our shows are on Google. We're today at show number 856. And so, you know, we've got the receipts. We've been saying it all along.
Certainly we've got the receipts.
And I would be remiss if I did not mention the incredible Tony Award-winning Miss Melba Moore, who I've interviewed a couple of times, and I've seen Melba.
Oh, yeah.
All that wonderful good stuff. So I thank you. And I also, I have to say, I know I told you guys this recently, but I owe a big thank you to the Real Housewives of Atlanta. And I would not be on my community board here in New York if it weren't for the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Wow.
Now, I know you guys remember that teaser. Don't you remember that?
Yeah.
It's really true.
Very much so.
The public is like, what? Hold it. How? it's a very true story. And remember, I told you guys, it'll dawn back on you. But, because when that's where I had a chance, I was inspired to pursue, the local board and all that wonderful good stuff. And, again, I had a long process. I didn't just jump up and here I am, so folks, I don't want to give you the wrong impression here in my neck of the woods. It's something that's taken very seriously. I'm on a board that represents over 200,000, a constituency of over 200,000 people just in my little neck of the woods.
Right.
And so I was inspired
by
Wayne, yes, our illustrious former mayor from Irvington, New Jersey, who was mayor for 12 years. Right outside of New York, and we just love Wayne, and he inspired me to go ahead and do this kind of thing.
Awesome.
And the whole reason I owe it to the Real Housewives of Atlanta, of course, is because one of the stars of – she wasn't the star back then, but Marlo Hampton, she was more so like a Nene's best friend and kind of was still beyond the episodes. So Marlo was my first celebrity contributor to the broadcast, and she would join me right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show and talk about the different things and working out in Hollywood and all that kind of stuff through Atlanta on the TV show. And she was also starring in a reality show with Nene. And so it was really – this was back when Nene's husband was alive. So she was great. And when Marlo invited me to her event, it just was a life-changing moment. And I felt that. I felt that. And so here I am sitting with all these more amazing folks, other celebrity people. I'm chatting with the lady from Orange is the New Black TV show to my right in front of me, Wayne, former mayor, like right to my right, and just all notable individuals. And here I am representing the Hair Radio Morning Show. And soon as she because we hadn't seen each other first by face, and soon as she found out, Carrie from the radio show, that was it. She gave me the warmest hug that I still carry with me today. And I just never forgot this incredible. We're going to see if we can get her back on. She's big time now. She was given a peach. So she is on the show as a regular. So I don't know if we can get her these days, but I'm going to try because she's a sweet lady, and I owe a big part of my career to someone believing in me who was already on her way. And she was.
Wow.
She was already. When I met this lady, let me tell you something. You could tell she had star power written all over her, and we still haven't seen all that's to come. Miss Marlo happened. So that's my little story on that. What do you think about that, guys?
That is wonderful.
Wow. Yeah,
wonderful.
That is wonderful.
And that's where it starts. you believing in someone else and giving them a start, and someone believing in you.
Sounds good to me.
Yes.
Wow.
That's what it's all about. We help each other, push each other forward.
Wow.
So that's what it's all about.
Wow. Wow. Well, I just love it. Nicole Marie, you're up first with guess what?
Talk of the morning.
Yes. And just to remind everybody what Talk of the Morning really is all about. Talk of the Morning is where we have uncovered something along the internet that kind of catches our attention. Excuse me. And it's also, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, is what other folks are talking about already. They may already be talking about these things. And I said, you know, we need to jump on in to some of the fray of, I think we should join in on all the talk.
Exactly. Yes.
We have to celebrate
positive things that are going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just think this is really good. So just interesting stuff, that's all. Okay, Nicole Marie is going to take it away. Michael Hopkinson, I've got something, interesting, at least
all
for
right.
me. All right.
Well,
take it away, Nicole Marie.
Thank you. Well, my talk of the morning is about an excellent example and role model. This young lady, her name is Gabby Goodwin. She's only 16 years old, and she serves as CEO of Confidence by Gabby Goodwin. And with her company, she has a bow line of plant-based natural hair products and called Gabby Bows. And she has a first-of-its-kind patented non-slip, double-face, double-snap barrette. And Gabby's products mean more to her than just everyday hair care. She wants all black girls to feel beautiful. She wants to create beauty equity for all people, just helping everyone just not be swayed by society's beauty standards. She wants them to feel just beautiful by using her products. She wants to be that example, that inspiration, and also coach for other girls to go after their dreams and just be able to just touch them and just change the world so that they can also pay it forward to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my girl power, Gabby Goodwin, for today. I mean, like I said, she's 16 years old, and she's already CEO of her company.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That is.
So, interesting story. Okay. Where did you see that? How did you uncover that? That's such a great story.
I found this story online.
Okay. All right. They're popping up. Well, Michael, what do you have this morning on your talk of the morning?
Nicole Marie, my talk in the morning was actually a news story. If I remember correctly, I actually saw this on the Today Show, on the NBC Today Show. And it started out that there was a baseball game and a bunch of little kids are playing, like in a league, they're playing baseball. And all of a sudden, it looked like an episode or part of The Wizard of Oz. You see this wind come up, like it looked like a little miniature tornado at home plate where the catcher was. And it's just swirling and going. And you know, this thing is just boom. I mean, the poor little kid, he didn't know where to go, what to do. There's dust in his eyes. And calmly, the baseball umpire, which was a 17-year-old, calmly grabs the kid and just pulls the kid to safety.
Yeah.
And the thing that, it just really we're here in the, on the East Coast, Carrie
right,
and I.
Right.
We're on the East Coast. And, you know, on the East Coast, it's very rare that we see anything like this. It's not like we see things like this.
Yeah, I've never seen
it. And I've never seen, you know, we just don't. And when you see this on TV, it just blows you away because this thing just came from out of nowhere. It's like, wow.
Absolutely. Nicole Marie, I don't know if you saw the video that Michael's talking about, but
I
caught it as
that.
Well. So we all saw it. Now, listen, we've got to describe it for everybody. It was the kid on, you know, with the Little League, probably was about, I'm going to say about seven, somewhere,
right.
But
not
seven,
much
seven eight
yeah.
of them. Not, right.
Yeah.
So maybe a little younger, certainly not older. And he was, I guess he was at home plate. You know, where he's, you know, trying, not, yeah, hopefully, I think he was trying to hit the ball, if I recall. And here, wherever he was, all of the wind just
right.
literally surrounding him.
Surrounding him, yes.
It wasn't anybody else. I didn't, you know, you could see it literally on screen, like the wind had come to take him out, you know, take him
yeah,
away
that's
somewhere.
That's what it looked like. It looked like the Wizard of Oz or something like that.
Yeah, it looked like the Wizard of Oz. It was on, like, if you think that that stuff where Dorothy didn't get caught up in it, boy, oh boy, it looked just like that. I would never have believed that this was even something that was possible. I would have never believed that this is something that would have even been possible if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes. And so the wind literally encircled this young boy. And as Michael described, the umpire, a 17-year-old kid, he didn't even hesitate. We see him enter the frame of the video
right.
and literally pick the boy up and pull him to safety.
Pull him out of there.
Now,
right.
I saw, yeah, and I don't know if you guys saw Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins, the little boy, gave an interview later. And he said he felt that he was trapped. He couldn't. It was like he couldn't get out. He was trying.
Wow.
It wasn't like he was just, like, sitting there and, you know, waiting
right.
for the wind to take him away. The wind. And I can tell you, I have been in a strong wind before, like, incredibly, incredibly strong. Down in Atlantic City, where I used to do the Hair Nation Expo event, I had never experienced wind kind of like that. Until then, I forgot Michael and Nicole Marie. And it was so strong that it would pick you up. You could not walk in it. You had
wow,
to.
Wow, that's strong wind.
You had to be in a
and,
car
yeah,
or
that's
something
strong
like that.
Wind.
You could not walk. Yeah, it was very
wow.
strong. And, you know, I had never seen down in – that's another reason I'm reluctant to give it to I'm sorry to say that.
Strong
I love
wind.
The people, but
mm-hmm. and
it's the weather
know,
is a little bit too odd for
yeah.
me down. It's an oddball
you
of
know,
wind and the weather.
And, you know, Carrie, Nicole Marie, I did a little research on that, and the Weather Service actually says that winds like that can be up to 60 miles an hour, these little mini tornadoes. I mean, can you imagine
yeah.
something like that? And like you're saying, Carrie, all of a sudden this thing just appears from out of nowhere, and it's just
exactly.
whipping around. And I mean, just
– yeah.
I couldn't blame that kid. None of us maybe would know what to do when something
no,
like that
yeah.
happened rather quickly.
I agree. Well, listen, I've got two quickies for you in my TOM, in my talk of the morning. Yeah, because one of them, you know, I think is all about this, and I don't know if you guys have seen it. CNN has been reporting on this, along with other media outlets, that there's a large underwater project that's the biggest in history before, gives a never-before-seen view of one of my favorite movies, of course, but it was an actual ship called the Titanic. So I'm sorry we're going to be talking about cruising a little bit later.
Uh-oh.
But, yeah, the Titanic, it's an underwater, it's the largest scale of this incredible you know, cruise liner that really did have the rich of the rich
right.
on it, and we all know the stories. And if we don't know the stories, we know the movie, or we don't know that, we know the song. Thank you, Miss Celine Dion. And so,
yeah, that's what I was going to say. We don't know that. We know Celine Dion.
Oh,
yeah.
You got that right. And so I love this. You guys can easily Google it. It's out there. My favorite of the media coverage is the CNN version. They've got a beautiful video there. You can see a great picture, and it looks like it's still intact pretty much. And so it's interesting the way that they have it set up. So you do need to take a look, check it out. Had you guys seen the movie? Is there anybody who's not seen Titanic, the movie?
Oh, I've seen it many,
wow,
many
yeah.
times. My oldest daughter loves Titanic, so we've watched it many times.
Really? Okay. Well, are you in one of those camps that feel that there was room on that? You guys know spoiler. I mean, you've been if you haven't seen it by now, oh well. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you and give it away. But are you one of those folks who feel like there was room on that floating piece of ice, whatever she was floating on, door or whatever, for Jack, her boyfriend? Do you think
right.
there was room? Because to me, Jack could have fit up there biggest day, and they both could have floated. But she wanted it all for herself. I don't. I still wonder about that. What do you guys think? Nicole, any comment? Michael, any comment on that?
That's Hollywood.
I think you said it all. That's Hollywood.
Yep.
So, again, that's the Titanic in 3D. Do check it out, guys. And, Nicole, did you want to say anything on that? You're like, I'm going to leave that one alone.
I'm going to leave that alone. But I do love the Titanic, though.
Okay. And this one, I could not save and wait until tomorrow. I have this video that's out there that I saw floating on the Internet. You guys may have seen it, because it's already received thousands and thousands of views. But and I have it posted to my page. So that's on Facebook at Carrie Hines. But you got to check it out. What it really is, it is the story. In the video, you see an actual elephant that's kind of slipping down on the side of some kind of a, like a hole. And he's trying to get up through the out of the hole. He just can't. A big old elephant, not
oh, yeah.
the make-believe or some kind of, what do they call it, fake stuff with it. No, this is an elephant trying to get up back to safety on ground. And he's trying and struggling. Now, off to the side, we see a crane, you know, kind of like where they're building a building and those big cranes with the big jaws or mouth or whatever. We see a crane arm kind of go underneath the elephant and kind of gradually picks him up so he can kind of get his ground, bearing back on the flat land. And you literally see it all on camera unfolding. This is not something that, you know, somebody could have planted and prodded, you know, and acted out and picked
up.
Yeah. This is not CGI or AI,
and all that other good stuff.
None of that. This is real. And it's a lesson in humanity, because what you see is the crane lift the elephant up like an elevator, so to speak, kind of give him a little gentle nudge. So that this elephant, who was so happy, you saw as soon as he got back on the flat ground land, his tail was just going in the air like a dog, just circling. He was so happy. And he started walking away. This is the elephant. Started walking away. And the elephant stops. He stops in his tracks. Walks back to the crane. And gives it a head bump. Turns around.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
Walks away on his feet. Now, if you haven't seen that video, you need to see it. I have it right at my Facebook page. And again, it's under Carrie Hines.
I love that.
On Facebook.
That is.
If that doesn't teach you humanity, and animals have that. When I see little animals in the neighborhood, they can tell by my voice. They know exactly who I am, and they start getting all happy. Animals, and that was something that was lost on me before I had my own pet. I just didn't know that they had this innate ability. And so when I saw this, and they always say elephants are so smart and this and that, well, you can see it with your own eyes. And so it's something.
Oh, wow. Check that out.
I love that. I have to watch that.
Yeah, I got to check that out, too.
Yeah, interesting. So that's my talk of the – was that not a talk of the morning?
Oh, that definitely was.
I love,
that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thank you, guys. I really and that's what we want to do. We want to, you know, help you each day. Some of these things, like I said, I love them. They're so great that folks share. I love the quotes that people share. I love – so that's the good of the Internet. And that's the kind
right.
that I – that's my takeaway.
Right.
Right.
That's what we
want to
focus on,
our
the positive.
Ability.
Yeah, the
positive.
Positive.
Exactly. Supporting the folks in a good way, the crowdfunding, which helps folks in a positive way. And so I just thought that I'd share that with you guys. So, again, if you haven't seen it, check it all out. The Talk of the Mornings, I love it. If you've got a Talk of the Morning you want to share with us, do so. Simply press 1 if you've dialed in or tell us in advance, however you'd like to do it. We are here. And, you know, so much more to come this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Next hour, we have more Hodgepodge. It is Thursday. And now, Michael, we do have one of our classic VTRs coming up at the very end of today's broadcast. So we'll get some of that on for you. It's a surprise.
Oh.
So we're going to talk, maybe we'll talk a little bit about it. But what I do want to get into a little bit, Michael, is the Armed Forces Week. And early on in the segment, we talked about, before you came on, Michael Hopkins, we talked about it being military month. So I'm not going to say anything right now, but as soon as we come back from the commercial, Michael, you're up. And we want to put you on the hot seat. So if you've got to go ahead, fingers move now.
You want the skinny. Is that what you're saying, Carrie?
We want the skinny. So we're coming through the horse's mouth this morning, Michael.
Uh-oh.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch. A new and better way to connect with your clients.
Do you know what happens after your funeral? In a few short hours, the crying will die down, and your family will be busy making arrangements for food or drink. Some of your relatives will start discussing current events over coffee, and some people will call your family to tell them that they can't make it in person because of an emergency. Your employer will begin to search for your replacement. In a few days, your children will go back to work because their bereavement leave has run out. In a month, your spouse will be watching a comedy on TV and start to laugh. You'll be forgotten at an astonishing pace. If people will forget you so easily, then who are you living your life for? You spent your whole life worrying about what people will think about you. They don't. So live your life for you.
I'm too old to worry about who likes me and who doesn't. I've got better things to do. So if you love me, I love you. If you support me, I support you. If you hate me, I don't care.
See, you don't know what people go through behind the scenes trying to cope with life. Let them know, being me is not easy. It's not for the faint of heart. I walk with my fears, my doubts, my anxieties, my insecurities. I fought with haters, liars, backbiters, and betrayers. I even had to fight with family. And many times I laid in the bed. I couldn't go to sleep because I was fighting with myself.
They didn't know what you cared. And they treated you like you were common. And God wanted them to treat you that way because he wanted you to see who they were. Because nothing exposes character more than the way you treat people you don't think you need. If you knew what I carried and what God was doing, you'd latch on. But God said, I'm going to hide you in plain sight to show you who your real crew is and who the fake ones are.
Yeah, yeah. Hit me, hit me, hit me. I ain't got nothing to do with none of that right now. None of that right now. Me, Louis Rich Diamond.
Yeah.
12 o'clock. Venos. Those crazy Boneyard boys is back once again.
It's 9-6. I'ma bang you with some hits. In 2006, I got my son making hits. A 9-to-5 is the job to survive. The lies of canards and all company bribes. My family ties, for my seeds I die. Want the whole buy, say them slights 85. And besides, see I never had a million. Got beats that got millions, an empire worth billions. Nine with a plan, platinum jam. Follow me your fans in the Lexus through the lands. Sue's the cat in the comfy black act. As a matter of fact, the six figures would be fat. My projects be...
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, it's Thursday morning, May 18, 2023. We are in our spotlight hour, which is from 8 to 9. If you're on the East Coast, 7 to 8 for Central folks. Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins. Good morning, guys. Again,
good
happy
morning
third
again.
Hour on the broadcast.
Good morning again. Third hour.
Yeah. We're kind of like really picking up quite a bit of time. So this is really, yeah, the day is just kind of moving on. So Michael, we talked about the hot seat right before the break. What would you like to tell folks? We know that you're celebrating Armed Forces Week, so we kind of have that underfoot. But what, and we're going to be having a special VTR, one of the classic episodes we're just going to toss on for you guys. This is all claims help. So it was tough for me to help give my little advice to pick out one of the classic VTR episodes that you're going to hear today. So. Yeah, because there's so many Michael has. So I've picked up quite a few.
One.
So coming up in about it's hard to pick one.
Wow.
So coming up in about 20 minutes or so, it's a bonus episode all week. We're going to try to really get on something that is to pay tribute to Armed Forces Week. So yeah, that's coming up. And in about 20 minutes, 26 minutes, something like that. So just kind of keep it right here. You don't have to go anywhere
to
hear the episode.
Don't go anywhere.
Just,
right
here.
Forward.
What a bonus day.
Excited. Yeah. And, Michael, so I'm choosing this one, Brother Michael, for you guys, one of my favorite episodes that I remember. Because it is. You've been doing a lot of stuff and every single topic that – and you've covered many topics on our show. So this is something that I'm super happy about that you may have forgotten about yourself. So we're going to really get it on. So, take you know, we're going to
have
you guys
take a
listen.
Oh, I can't wait.
So this is going to be good. So, so I'm keeping you in suspense. So this is going to be really nice. You know I know
Even
how to
Michael.
Do the super teasers on the show.
I
so
know
this is
going to
be really, Yeah, so this is going to be really, really nice. So coming up definitely at 8:30 this morning, so you definitely don't want to miss it. So please, you know, stay with us, folks. Now, you know, so Michael, what is this military month? What is, and is that the same as Armed Forces Week? Had you heard about military month? Because it's supposedly the month of May.
Oh, and yeah, Carrie, yeah, pretty much so. And the thing about
Michael?
Yeah,
wow.
I actually knew about it. And
no.
The thing about May, Carrie, and Nicole Marie, there's so much going on in May for the military. This whole Military Appreciation Month, believe it or not, it actually started recently. It started in 1999, and Congress designated it. They designated May as National Military Appreciation Month, and basically ensures that the nation is given a chance to publicly show their appreciation to the military, both past and present. And it's just so much going on. As you know, it's Memorial Day. We got Armed Forces Week. We got Spouses Day. It's so much going on in the whole month. And we have, even in the past, we had the victory in Europe. That was the end of World War II, or it's called VE Day. And that was commemorating the end of the war in 1945. And then you have Children of the Fallen Patriots Day. It's so much going on in May. Until, you know, you kind of lose track of all of this stuff. You know, as military people, we kind of lose track. You know, we know something is coming, but sometimes we just don't know. But, you know, overall, it is just a beautiful way to celebrate our military heroes. You know,
right.
A lot of them, you know, we're everyday people who sometimes do extraordinary things under the circumstances that we're in. And
I agree, Michael Hopkins. If you're going to lose track, this is a good thing to be able to lose track
about.
In the sense that there's so many celebrations.
Pretty much.
What were you going to say, Nicole Marie?
No, I just said I just love the recognition. Just so many different things that are going on, and you know, a lot of things people don't know about. So it's a teaching moment as well.
Very much so. You're right, Nicole.
Yeah.
Very much so. It is so much that we do as military people. There's so much that we do, and you know, around the organization that I'm associated with Veterans On Board. And we just have sayings around there. And one of them, the guys, we're all older veterans. I think the youngest veteran we have is about 50 years old. Most of us are older veterans. But the good thing is the camaraderie is there. It doesn't matter what branch. We do our little rivalries. But the reality is this. All of us are so proud of what we did in the military as service members. And we would do it again to serve this country, to defend this country.
Well,
we would all do it again.
You are doing it up, Hopkins.
And
I want to take a moment to acknowledge the work that you are doing to help your fellow veterans. The claims work that Michael's doing. So if this is your first time tuning in, you may not know that Michael Hopkins is an accredited claims agent, someone who's charged with literally being able to help the veterans navigate the claims process, which, let's just face it, can sometimes be a bit challenging or a little
very
complicated,
much so.
Some might say. But, Michael, you really helped to clear a path to be, you know, on behalf of the veterans so that they can have a little bit more change in their pockets that they so richly deserve. And so, you know, I'm loving this that it's Military Month,
Here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, we celebrate Military Year. And Michael, yeah. Just
very yeah. much so.
We're over it all week.
Very much
with,
so.
With David Episodes of ETR on behalf of Armed Forces Week coming up a little later today. So do not go anywhere. Okay, Michael, you get a grade A. I thought we were going to stump you this morning with the military month of May. But that didn't work out.
Wow.
So, awesome job today on that, Michael. And I'll tell you what, we've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm so excited. I want to remind everybody, okay, now here's the talk that we have been saying. And it's about the cruise line. Now, we're supposed to be taking a cruise in the month of, in July 2020.
Very much
yeah.
so.
So
July
2020, we're
going to
talk about this. Right.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Just kind of hang tight. We've got some things that we want to share about this coming up in just a moment. So we're going to kind of just get a quick break. When we come back, this is something that we're going to talk about this morning. So just kind of stay tuned, and we'll be right back. And then it's on and forward with the cruise talk. Stay with us.
Oh, yeah.
that was the song Always There, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, on with me this morning. It's one of my favorite classics. It's Throwback Thursday. You guys know it's May 18th of 2023. We're live about 8:15 New York time, 7:15 for Central folks. Listen, guys, it's all about coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to be talking about one of my favorite episodes, and we're going to get that on for you guys in just a moment.
Sounds great. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. I'm in suspense here. I can't wait to see which one it is. I am in suspense.
Yes. And so I'm super excited. Now, listen, the cruise. Got to let folks know, first of all, this is our first time really talking about this aspect of it. It's the first time that you guys are going to be at a public event with all three hosts of this broadcast.
I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah.
We're all
so
confirmed.
Am I.
It's Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and yes, me, Kerry Hines. I'll be joining you on the high seas. HAIRadio.com, very simple and easy. HairRadio.com, there's a big old tab there that says cruise. Now, here's the thing with that. We still have an allocation of rooms, but you guys know that the price may have some fluctuation because remember, you had just about a week ago to get your $50 deposit is all they were looking for, $50 to lock your room in at that rate. So that they are still, I believe they'll still take a deposit, but they're going to hook you up. They're going to talk to you about this. So your next step, if you want to go, because I just got a call yesterday, and she's like, I'm going on this cruise with you guys. I was unable to get my, put my deposit down. I had something else going on at the time. But she's like, I'm calling them first thing this morning, today. And she is reserving a couple of rooms. So
Great. There
is a code that I need to share with you guys. So I'm going to publicly go on to our our website myself right now live on radio and give this phone number to you. And I'm going to see if I can get that cruise code and discuss it with you right now over the airwaves that you can call and book up, and whoever can, there's still some benefits that you can take advantage of. So it's not too late. Ain't too late. So grab your pen and paper. If you don't do anything else, grab your pen and paper so that you can take advantage of this. So I'm going to type this in right now and save you a little bit of time. So I'm going to HAIRadio.com, which is our website at HairRadio.com, and it has all the information. So it's on its way to populating on my screen. But I'm so, so excited for you guys because this is something, Nicole Marie, that folks have been wanting to do.
Yeah.
And sometimes things pop up where we're busy. We didn't have a chance. Well, she's like, no, I'm taking a couple of rooms. And I will be with you guys on this cruise.
Great.
So she literally said, by hook or by crook, some kind of way, she's going to be part of that. So here's what I told her. I said, listen, call in and give our official booking code. And you guys listening right now, I'm going to give that to you over the airwaves. This is your last chance to kind of get in any kind of benefits of sort, I believe, that may apply. So you guys know we are traveling on the incredible Carnival Cruise Line, and I'm just so excited. How do you guys feel?
I'm very excited.
I'm looking forward to this. A real vacation.
We're all going to be together, and I'm so looking forward to it, and we're actually making it a family vacation. We're bringing the kids. My husband and I, we're bringing the kids. So we're definitely looking forward to this.
I get to meet all of Nicole Marie's little Nicole Marie family.
Well,
you
get to meet two. You get to meet my youngest two children. My oldest daughter, she will be in basic training this summer, so she's going to miss it. But my youngest two will be with us.
Lisa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
She'll be doing a different type of cruise.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And for those of you who have not, you know, at that point, if they had not met your husband, he'll be there. So it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, he'll be there.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't
awesome.
Wait to meet Brother Luther, Nicole.
Yeah.
I cannot
wait. To meet you too, Michael.
Yeah,
so
him and
nice.
I are gonna be we're gonna be trading war stories. You know, he was Army,
I
was Army, so
and I can't wait to meet
this is gonna be fun.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for you guys to meet her too. Yeah. Very much so.
And I'll get a chance to meet Michael as well in person. So,
this
is going to be awesome.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Live
in person. So, it's really the first time that you guys are going to. Yeah, well, it's the first time that the hosts really will be together on the high seas.
Right.
And so you definitely don't want to miss that. Let me just officially say that. Let me just
definitely
get it back
a celebration.
Yeah, now again, this is honoring our 1,000th broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's Cruising the Bahamas. It's July 13th through the 18th of 2024. So it's not this July. It's not in 2023, which is the year we're currently in. I got to be real clear when I talk. It'll be next year, 2024. So you're joining us for 5 amazing big days, and we're going to be doing all kinds of things on board. There's one day that we're all at sea, and you're joining us for 5 days of hair beauty community and entrepreneurship. We'll talk about that.
Yes, very much.
But, yeah, guys, I'm super excited. There's an entire schedule that's on our hairradio.com website. Again, at www.hairadio.com. See, there's a big old tab. You can't miss it that talks about the cruise. So, we're starting out in Miami for 5 big days. We're actually sailing from Miami, I should say, the cruise ship. And then on the 13th, we'll port in Miami and then arrive in Nassau and then, Half Moon Cay in the Bahamas and Grand Turk, and also have a complete day, as I mentioned, on the 17th. And then we're back in Miami on that Thursday, which I'm going to try to stay on board for a couple more days, but I don't think I'll be successful with that. But listen, guys.
Yeah, it might be a problem.
Yeah. So here's the telephone number to Carnival's amazing customer service, 866. So grab your pen and paper again, 866-721-3225. Again, 866-721-3225. Now, we have the experts that we speak to are all about group booking. So you want to give the extension 70229, as part of that. So let me get that as part of that. So, again, 866-721-3225, extension 70229. Now, again, that's Carnival telephone phone number, Carnival's group desk. And once you do that, you're going to say, I want to be part of that Kerry Hines group. So here's the booking code. What can you do for me? So, again, listen carefully because it's with P's and B's and it all sounds alike over the radio. So the first letter it's about 6 digits, so be aware of that, 6 characters, whatever you want to call it. Okay, so it starts with the letter P as in potato or, P. What's the military, reference for P?
Let's
Peter.
Try P for Paul.
So, I think it's Peter, Michael. Usually
close enough for government work, right?
Okay. So P for Paul, we'll go with P for Paul 7. So that's the digit 7. B like Bravo, the digit 8. P like Paul, the digit 9. So it's P7, B8, P9. So it's P like Peter or Paul, P P7, B8, P9. So those are the three characters or what have you that you should have to give that carnival representative. They'll be able to retrieve our information and make sure that you're associated with our group. So again, and I'll try to update that information right on screen. So if you forget that, you'll be able to go to HAIRadio.com and see the booking code along with the telephone number right there. So now I cannot verify the ratings, the right prices, and all that kind of stuff. So I'll update that page to reflect that you're contacting them now. Could be whatever. We have given ample time for folks to come in with a little $50 to reserve the room. So what happens is the deposit that we were talking about before, we had a certain date in May to get the $50 of $300. That's for the room. And the rest of that after the $50, you've got plenty of time to cover that. I don't know. But let me tell you, we got quite a few folks who will be joining us on that cruise. Let me just be the first to say, and it's not too late. Like I said, the young lady from yesterday, she is like, I will be right there with you guys. So call that Carnival Cruise Line right away. They used to have an airline, by the way, so that's what's in my head. But, yeah, Carnival, again, their phone number directly is toll-free number 866-721-3225, extension 70229. Give them the booking code P7B8P9. So, again, that's Peter 7, Bravo 8, Peter 9. All right, guys, I am so excited about all of this. And it's just fantastic. So thank you much. So I'm looking forward to spending time with you guys. Nicole,
so
very
much so. Oh, yeah.
I can't wait. I'm ready.
Oh, I can't wait either.
I
know the three of us will be working. You know, Carrie and Nicole Marie, the three of us have to work on our acting chops also, because aren't we supposed to put on a play next year on the ship?
Nah, I don't know about that. but it sounds awesome, Michael. Thank you. Well, we're going to have you to kind of work on that for us and lead the charge on that. But
let me just
take a moment, remind everybody, it's been an awesome show today, and we just love you guys and appreciate you. Coming up next, we have one of our classic episodes now, Vet Talk Radio, in honor of Armed Forces Week. So, Michael, again, we're paying tribute to our military as part of our hair, beauty, and community commitment. And I'm going to see about, maybe I have an update for you guys tomorrow. I'm going to see if we can give some more information on what I'm working on here in my neck of the woods on community. We'll talk about that on Friday, along with the Dean Sandy Friday.
That's right.
Wonderful.
We're on 6 to 9 p.m. tomorrow. As we are here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're going to be celebrating, as always. Got a surprise guest on Friday around 8. You don't want to miss that. And just, you know, we're doing our thing. So I'm just so proud and so excited.
Oh,
never can complain. So this episode comes to us from, it's actually earlier this year, Michael, but I believe it's wonderful and self-contained. It's one of my favorites. Take a listen. We'll see you back here. So stay tuned for more of the celebration. All right, Michael Hopkins, it is so great to be back on the air today. So I'm ready to jump right on in. Today's topic is all about what, Michael Hopkins, for the Vet Talk Radio Show?
Today's topic is top terms every veteran should know when filing a claim.
Okay. And so, Michael Hopkins, first of all, as with every episode, we salute our amazing veterans and fans of Vet Talk Radio Show. Now, I want to talk about this because what we've been doing is a special 8-part series, literally, on the top terms. And today is the fourth installment, in which you're covering numbers 24 4 down to number 20. So we are so excited. So, Michael Hopkins, I'm going to just have you to take it on away. Again, top terms every veteran should know when filing a claim. And again, we salute our amazing veterans. We love you. We appreciate you being part of this broadcast today. Take it away, Michael Hopkins.
Yes, Carrie. We're at numbers 24, and that is the Board of Veteran Appeals.
Oh,
or, yes, or better known as the BVA. That's what us as veterans, that's what we know it as, the BVA.
Okay. The BVA.
The BVA. And pretty much the BVA, it determines whether a veteran is entitled to claims and benefits. In other words, you file for a claim.
Uh-huh.
Your claim got turned down.
Okay.
You may have done a high-level review where you had somebody senior look at what you filed. They turned it down. Well, the next thing left is the Board of Veteran Appeals. And basically what happens, you can appear in front of the board like with a lawyer or a representative. And once again, they review your side of the story, why you think that you should get compensation. You should get rated for something.
Wow.
They determine it. Yeah, and there's usually three members on the board, and they call them law judges.
Oh, my.
And what they do is they go through all the evidence that you have presented. You can't really submit a whole lot of more new stuff, but they will go through everything that you have submitted already.
Huh.
And then even your testimony, they'll even allow you to testify on your behalf why you think you should be awarded something. You know, your lawyer gets involved or your representative, and it can actually, the Board of Veteran Appeals can overturn the ruling.
Wow.
And it can be in your behalf.
So it's worth the effort. It's definitely worth it.
Yeah, it's worth the effort. It just takes a while because, you know, over the last few years, there's been thousands and thousands of people that have done the same thing. So I can't remember the exact number that they're up to, but it's a pretty high number.
Hmm.
Maybe 50, 60,000, maybe more. What was supposed to happen, all of this stuff, when they started going through new systems and so forth, a lot of this was supposed to be cleaned up because they just didn't have enough laws judges.
Wow.
They didn't have enough people. And it's still a struggle, but it is an option that a veteran has. It might take you 2 years, 3 years, but on the good side, if they award you, then you have to get paid all the way back to the time you started this.
Wow. So to me, that sounds like a very good way to go if you feel that you have, you know, that you need some fresh eyeballs on it, so to speak.
Yeah.
Pretty
much. Yeah. If you need the fresh eyeballs and you think that you have something, then Go for it. Go for it. Oh, yeah.
I knew that was what you were going to say, Brother Michael. All right. Michael Hopkins, Vet Talk Radio Show. Now, again, the top terms every veteran should know when filing a claim for compensation. Okay. Again, you're covering numbers 24 down to 20 on the fourth installment today of the top terms. So I'm excited to hear what you have at number 23.
Yeah, at number 23, it is called a higher level review, or an HLR. That's what we know it as. And this is another really exciting one too. the high-level review. Reason why I say it's exciting is because, once again, you, the individual veteran, has the right to disagree with the claims and pension section of the VA. You have a right to disagree with them. Right. A lot of times what has happened, Carrie, you've gone through a CNP exam, your claims and pension exam, and in the process of going through it, you get a decision letter, and the VA denies your claim.
Wow.
They denied it. This is not service-connected because it was opined by the contractor that they had that examined you, and in their medical opinion, what you have is not service-connected, according to their medical opinion.
Right, right, right.
And you as the individual veteran, you can disagree with that. There is nothing to say that you have to agree with what they said. Part of the high-level review is this. You have, I don't know if it's a term for it, but let's just do it like this. You have regular workers that adjudicate, or they look at these claims and they make decisions. Yeah, well, maybe in your opinion as a veteran, they overlook something, or maybe they don't have enough experience that you feel to adjudicate or to make a decision about your claim. Right.
Wow.
Right. So you request, and that's what it is. It's a request to have a more senior person look at your claims and look at what you turned in and give their opinion. And you know, Carrie, you know what the good thing about this is on this high-level review?
What's that?
You can actually request to talk to somebody at the claims and pension section of the VA.
Wow.
You can actually request, you would fill out, it's a VA form 20-0996. That's the request for a high level review. Once you turn that in, on the form, it asks you if you want to talk to someone.
That's helpful.
It's very helpful because normally... Yes, most definitely, because normally we don't, as veterans, we don't get a chance to talk to the people that are doing these claims for us.
Right. Well, could you imagine? Because almost, to me, I would, of course you want to talk to somebody that might give you a little, you know, more direction. And they're reviewing what's happening. I'm raising my hand. I'd be right there in, you know, on that one.
Right.
Wow.
And it's like an informal. It's not a formal sit down, drag out like we did with the BVA. This is just an informal conversation.
But now, Michael, I just want to go back to make sure I understand. Did you mention that these are like peer level, or in other words, folks who are basically on the same line as yourself, or who makes up the review part of this? I know this is the CNP exam, but who makes up this review board, if you will, or the review part of this for the, like, with the HLR?
Oh, okay. The HLR person is someone that has been in the claims and pension section for a very long time. So they know more of the rules and regulations. They're a senior type person. Maybe they've been doing this for the last 10, 15 years or more. So there are things that they look for that if you have a person, they've only been working maybe 2 to 4 years, maybe there's some little nuance, some little thing that I'll give you a perfect example, Carrie. Perfect example. Myself, I have tinnitus, ringing in the ears.
Yeah.
And in the process of me filing, I filed for hearing loss. Well, tinnitus and hearing loss are two different things. Turned down for the hearing loss, but the audiologist that the VA hired to examine me clearly put in writing that I had tinnitus, and it was service-connected. He put it in writing.
Wow.
The person that adjudicated my claim also put it in writing because I filed again another year for the same thing. And what they said is that I contradicted myself when I said that I had when I had the issue. Well, you see, Carrie Hines, there was one problem with this whole thing, and it took me 4 years to straighten it out.
And what was that?
It was really simple. The person that examined me, the audiologist that examined me, had already put in writing that I was service-connected for it.
Mm.
It was already in writing. So all they had to do, it's called a duty to assist.
Oh,
that's
yes.
what it's called.
Yes, I remember.
It's a duty to assist, and that's what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to shift gears. Yes.
Got it. Wow.
Right. And they failed to shift gears, and I had to bring it to their attention. And this happens a lot of times with veterans
wow.
in their decision letters. And
yeah.
they don't read the decision letter because nobody teaches us how. And
yeah.
you will find all kinds of errors and omissions in your decision letters. And it turned
potential ones.
Yeah, potential stuff. You just have to read those letters.
Yeah. Wow.
And that's what happens.
And, Michael, we need to remind everybody of that. You know, I know you've covered different things and telling all the veterans and the fans of the show, but you really got to go through things carefully and reread it. I've heard you say read it over again and then again. It's helpful.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
And don't give up hope and think it's the dead end, you know.
No.
Always, always. Well, Michael, I am appreciating this today. Again, Michael Hopkins is covering the terms every veteran should know when filing a claim. Again, it is the fourth installment in a series of eight. So you're about the midway point, literally, and the midway point of today's broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
We're counting from 24 down to number 19. I'm sorry, to number 20, from 24
right.
to 20 today. 19 and will be the next installment. But, yeah, so you're at 22, Michael. What a
right.
big time is today.
Now, number 22 is a supplemental claim.
Hmm.
And you
supplemental
say
claim.
Supplemental claim. Yeah, and a lot of guys will say, well, what does that mean? A supplemental claim is presented to the claims and pension section of the VA by the veteran who has discovered after he's filed, and maybe they came back and said, hey, we don't see this as service connected. The individual veteran searched through their medical records or they found something else that was new and relevant evidence that the claims and pension section did not have. So you file a supplemental claim, and that's on VA Form 21 or VA Form 20-0995. Let me repeat that again. That's VA Form 20-0995. And that's the supplemental claim form. And you would submit that form along with the new and relevant evidence that shows that you should get rated, i.e., you should get awarded compensation.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Oh, yeah. Yes, a lot of times veterans have more medical evidence than they know what to do with it, and sometimes they forget to submit certain things.
Uh-huh.
So they would go back and submit it.
So this is in addition to their original claim. This is a form where they can add in things that they might have forgotten or would like to add to what they had submitted.
Right. And the thing about this, you can't submit this until after you get your decision letter.
Uh-huh.
Once the VA has decided like a yay or a nay, that's when you can do the supplemental claim.
Because is it a good idea that once they make the decision, is it that you may not need to submit anything further, or do you advise everybody to still submit something further? Would that make sense?
Well, yes, it does make sense, Carrie Hines. One of the things that as veterans that we have to look at, even though we have been given a favorable decision from the VA,
yes,
they may have missed something that could mean the difference between one rating and another rating.
Ah.
And we could be holding the key in our hand and don't know.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, for example, you could get rated 10% for something. But you have x-rays that show that your condition has gotten worse. And your condition could dictate 30%.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, it would have been favorable for the lesser, but if you have submitted this form, then you could have been qualified for a higher rating.
Right. Yeah, you could have been qualified for a higher rating. Or if they turned you down, they denied you, you could have medical evidence that coincides with the rating that you should have gotten.
This sounds like an important form for really.
Oh, yes, it is. The supplemental is very, very important.
Yes. What was it? You said Form 20-099.
Yep.
I'm writing it down for all my veterans.
Yep.
Buddies,
VA Form 20-0995.
Wow.
Supplemental form. Very important form.
Yeah, I think so too, Michael. That speaks very highly of you covering this today. Okay, I'm excited. All right. Don't forget that supplemental claim form. Okay. All right, Michael, so now we are counting them down today. We're knocking them out. I'm very excited about this. Again, top terms every veteran should know when filing a claim. So, Michael, today we are at number 21 as you count down from 24 to number 20, the top terms today. So, Michael, what's next?
Now, Carrie, number 21 is diagnostic codes.
Oh, my. Okay. Now, even I know what that means now. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I've learned. I have learned, everybody. Diagnostic codes, Michael Hopkins. Let's talk about that. Number 21 on your top terms. What are diagnostic codes for everybody's benefit?
Now, the diagnostic codes are four-digit codes that are assigned to every kind of illness, injury that's in the CFR 38 Part 4, that Code of Federal Regulations Part 4.
Yes.
Anytime we file as a veteran and we are awarded compensation, it falls under one of those 833 injuries or illnesses, and each one of them has a four-digit diagnostic code to it. That's how you as the individual veteran and how the VA identifies with what you have, what you're rated for.
Yes.
And
wow.
It's very important as a veteran that you know what you're rated under, what diagnostic codes, because sometimes even with the diagnostic codes, They may not appear as what they should appear to be.
Right.
There are certain things like insomnia, for example. You can get rated for insomnia but the codes that it's under fall under mental health. But who would know that? You know, if you don't read to understand why they rated you that way, you won't know. Sometimes you as the individual veteran, you could be under the wrong diagnostic code and don't know it.
Well, now, Michael, let's talk about that. So how would the veteran figure that out? I wouldn't know that necessarily, would I? Or should I?
No, no, as an individual veteran, you wouldn't necessarily know it, but what you should do as an individual veteran is to go to CFR, that's the Code of Federal Regulations, number 38, Part 4, and it lists 833 diagnostic codes, and you can look the codes up. It costs you nothing to look them up. It costs you nothing to print them out. They're from the federal government, i.e. the VA, and it will tell you exactly. Plus, Kerry, here's another one. Even if you, the individual veteran, if you're not sure what diagnostic codes or your claims for compensation fall under, that you've been rated,
yes,
you can call up the claims intention people. You can literally call them up.
The CNP folks.
The CNP folks, yep. They will send you a sheet that tells you every diagnostic code that you fall under. They will literally send you a sheet of paper, and it comes in handy because these are things that you as the individual veteran have to know.
That so that you can make
sure. Yeah, yeah. It's this whole claims thing. You know, it's work, but it's rewarding work for you as the individual veteran because you're going to get compensated for things. You may not get compensated for everything, but you're going to get compensated for things that happen to you while in the service of our great country.
That is service connected.
Wow. Yeah, it has to be service connected.
Wow, amazing. Well, Michael, I'm loving all of this today, and I just want to take a moment to remind everybody that you are really just shedding a whole lot of light on behalf of the veterans. And let's not forget their families, making a difference in the lives of the veterans. And that's what you cover here on your show. So, Michael, this has been just an exciting time. And, you know, just keeping all of this front and center in the mindsets of those who are veterans. Let's take it from the top. Yes, indeed. It's time to count back. So give a review of today's numbers, Michael, and what they mean.
In review, Kerry Hines, number 24 is the Board of Veteran Appeals, better known as the BVA. Number 23, that's your higher level review. That's the HLR. Number 22, this is your supplemental claim. Number 21, the diagnostic codes.
The four-digit codes, yes.
Right,
that's
the four-digit diagnostic codes.
And this is important. Before you get to number 20, on today's closeout of the number 24 to number 20, I just want to, again, if you have not done so, you can follow and connect with Michael Hopkins around the clock, 24 hours a day, by simply going to www.hrmember.com. There's no S on the end, just hrmember.com. There you can sign up to be a member. If you are already a member, you will see the other members' faces and profiles there, and you get to follow them, friend them, connect with them. In addition to that, right at the same site, again at www.hairadio.com, at hairradio.com, which is the overall site, there's a big blue button, Michael, where folks can read your most recent post. And Michael has his own group page there where you'll see it right near the top of the list. Of all the the wonderful pages that we have there. And you can follow Mike. You can sign up and follow the entire group. So, Michael, what's at number 20 today?
Drum roll, please.
All right. Okay. This will be a good one. All right. I'm excited today. Top terms, again, every veteran should know when filing a claim. Again, this is part 4 of 8. And, okay, Michael, take it away. Number 20.
Right. Number 20 is filing for compensation, the forms itself, filing for compensation.
Mm. Filing for compensation. Okay,
right.
Explain that one, Michael Hopkins.
When a veteran is filing for compensation, there are various forms that must be filled out. And they should know, you know, we say it's a claims form, but actually it's compensation. It's filing for compensation. And it's very important because if you don't fill out the right form, you won't get compensated. It will take longer.
Yeah. Wow. It could delay.
Right. It will delay the process. And we're not trying to delay the process.
Not at all.
Not at all. It is so very important as that for the individual veteran to look at the dates on the forms. The VA, just like any government agency, they have dates on the forms that you're using to file for compensation. You're supposed to be using the latest form with the latest date on it because they change things. Every few years, things are changed.
So that's, in other words, you have to use the most current available form.
It has to be current.
And if not, it could potentially delay your claim compensation. Wow. Amazing.
Very much so. Right now, the VA, they're going through a transition with different forms. One of the forms that they've just changed is the application for compensation.
Yeah.
And that form is a VA form 21-526EZ. Let me repeat it again. It is a VA form 21-526EZ. And Carrie, the latest edition of that form is November of 2022. That's the latest edition.
As of this broadcast.
As of this broadcast.
Okay.
Very important.
This, it seems that way. All of these items that you covered today are critical in your process. And this is, again, why everybody who's a vet should know the top terms. Again, every veteran should know when filing a claim. Okay. I am just thankful, Michael. Great job. Outstanding. So what do you say to all of the veterans? Again, if they have served, then what, Michael Hopkins?
If they have served, Carrie Hines, they deserve.
All right.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest